Well,
假前前涉嫌学术不端。
Dear, Kian Kian is suspected of academic misconduct.
西北大学终于给出了通报。
Northwestern University has finally issued a statement.
以第一作者发表的16篇论文当中
Among the 16 papers published by the first author,
9篇存在抄袭的问题
9 instances of plagiarism.
其中一篇还重复发表6篇存在引述注释不规范的问题
One of them also repeated 6 articles with improper citation.
只有一篇不存在引用规范的问题
There is only one question without citation requirements.
西北大学他的副教授岗位
Assistant professor position at Northwest University.
还有教师资格岗位撤销。
There are also teacher qualification positions revoked.
同意他辞去工作。
I agree that he should resign from his job.
解除聘任关系。
Terminate the employment relationship.
他的陕西师范大学的硕士论文也存在问题。
His master's thesis at Shaanxi Normal University still has problems.
撤销了学位的资格。
Revoked the eligibility for a degree.
怎么肯定是我这三点
It must be mine.
第一
First,
从4月9日对外公布调查
From the survey released on April 9.
三个月过去了。
3 months have passed.
终于给出了一个答案。
Finally, an answer has been given.
而且呢，这个很明显。
And obviously,
因为网友举报的，那都是非常清晰的。
His accusations in Shaanxi are very clear.
结果呢，用了三个月的调查。
The result of the 3-month investigation.
而且呢，在蒋方舟事件
And in the case of Chang Feng Shu,
你看中国人民大学不惜推翻一周前自己的相应的论断
You mean that Renmin University of China is willing to overturn its own previous statement which was made just a week ago
直接给出相应的处罚
Issue the corresponding penalties directly
那全国的网友都在呼吁西北大学也该行动了。
The netizens across the country are calling on Northwest University to take action.
然后给出了这样的一个结果。
Then the following result was obtained.
说是自己很重视。
He said he valued it highly.
那么到底是不是重视
？So is it really important?
大家心里面都有一杆秤。
Everyone has their own scale of values.
第二点
Second,
文科生的论文大量的抄袭
The humanities students' thesis is full of plagiarism.
这是个普遍的现象
This is a common phenomenon.
不只是说文献注释不规范的问题
Not just saying that the literature emphasizes the problem of non-compliance.
是因为它是软科学，见仁见智。
Because it is a soft science with different interpretations.
弹性空间比较大。
The space is quite spacious.
而很多时候
And often,
不管是把关不严，还是利益输送
Whether it's lax oversight or bribery,
还有各种关系
There are also various relationships.
然后堂而皇之的非常的普遍
Then it became very common and obvious
那么接下来类似的情况将被很多的大家
Then similar situations will be followed by many fake cases
因为现在网络是个公开的一种状态
Because the internet is now an open state
这些论文不端的问题
The problems with these papers.
我们应该守住底线。
We should uphold the bottom line.
是的。
Yes.
很多时候提到论文，说是数量大国。
Often, when referring to a paper, it is said to be a large-scale paper.
是质量小国，问题何在？
But what about the problem of small countries?
就在于此。
That's exactly right.
第三点。
Third point.
不得不说。
It must be said.
那些凭借家族势力。
Those who rely on family power.
凭借父辈们的那种资源，获取的这种好处。
Leveraging the benefits of resource acquisition by their predecessors.
不管是人际关系的这种好处
，whether it's the benefits of interpersonal relationships，
还是学术资源的这种好处，都在一一的被戳破。
The advantages of academic resources are being exposed one by one。
你看，蒋方舟七岁写作发表。
I saw that Cheng Fengchu wrote and published at the age of 7。
九岁出书。
9 years old.
12岁写专栏。
12 years old wrote a special curriculum.
然后清华大学自主招生降格60分录取。
Then Tsinghua University's self-recruitment dropped to 60 points for admission.
你看到现在直接被打回了原形。
You've been completely reverted to your original state.
那么贾浅浅他的父亲是著名作家。
So, Jier, Kyron Keane's father is a famous writer.
得到了这么多的好处。
I have received so many benefits.
现在同样被打回原形。
Now, it's also being reduced to its basic form.
文科这玩意儿啊。
This is what I mean about humanities.
它不是可以继承的。
He is not inheritable.
不是说你父母是英雄。
It's not saying that your parents are heroes.
然后儿子也是好汉。
Then the son was also a good man.
不是这概念。
Not that concept.
他需要扎扎实实付出努力。
He needs to put in real effort.
然后才有的。
Then it's available.
所以呢，那些神话。
So those myths,
那些凭借关系
those who rely on connections,
凭借父辈资源得来的东西
with things obtained through my father's resources,
打造的这种形象人设崩塌
the image created is collapsing,
这是必然的
this is inevitable.